So today's challenge is from the video called How We Lie to Ourselves. And this is kind of a deep video, I found. This is one of those very meaningful and profound videos. It's not so much a, light, happy, funny video. So if you're looking for something that kind of provokes your thinking and makes you think a little bit deeper, this is just the video for you. Anyway, let's get on to our challenge. A major obstacle to self-knowledge, and in turn to a flourishing life, is the tendency of one part of our minds to lie to the other. We lie for what might initially seem like a very understandable reason, because we want to avoid pain. And this is actually the first line of the video, so it's kind of a very intense opening, but a very informative and interesting video, and also lots of good vocabulary for us, so that's awesome. So let's get on to our vocabulary. So first we have obstacle and obstruction. Obstacle and obstruction. So obstacle, you have the emphasis on the first syllable, obstacle. And the translation for the word obstacle in Chinese would most likely be, in most cases, it would be zhang ai. Zhang ai. So that's an obstacle. So for instance, you could say, there will be many obstacles on the path to victory. There will be many obstacles on the path to victory. That just means there will be many things we have to deal with, many problems we will encounter on our path to victory as we try to achieve something. Next we have obstruction. Obstruction. So this time we have the emphasis on the second syllable, obstruction. And an obstruction in many cases has a similar meaning to obstacle. It can be used in a legal sense, but it's also very commonly used just to refer to an object that obstructs something. So that's another word, obstruct, to obstruct. That's the verb, to obstruct something. So, for example, let's say there was a big storm and lots of trees and things fell on the road and they're blocking all the cars. You could say, after the storm, there were many obstructions on the road. That just means there were now lots of things blocking cars or people or bikes or whatever, blocking something, obstructing something. Next we have flourish, flower, and flower. Flourish, flower, and flower. So for the word flourish, it can be used in a number of different ways. One context is talking about business. You often hear people talking about a particular business is flourishing, something like that. His business flourished after going public. Or you also hear it referring to things in nature, for example, flowers or trees or a jungle or whatever. You could say her flower garden flourished. That means that her flower garden, had many flowers and they were beautiful and big and all that good stuff. And next we have flower and flower. And if you look carefully, actually, did anyone know that these have slightly different pronunciations? If you look at the KK pronunciation, they actually are slightly different. However, this may not be the right recommendation, but I think most native speakers actually assume that they are pronounced the same way. So I think if when you pronounce these two words, flower and flower, I think you can pronounce them the same way and no one will ever be confused or probably notice, to be honest. I personally pronounce them, I think, almost the same, if not the same. In case anyone was wondering about that. So I included these words just to point that out and challenge everyone a little bit. Flower and flower. And of course, the first flower just means mianfen, to make bread or noodles, anything like that. And the next one, flower, with WER, is like, hua, like the plants, the pretty little colorful things that grow in nature. Next, we have initially and initial. Initially and initial. So for initially, we have the emphasis on the second syllable, initially, which is an adverb that means 最初 or 开头. So or it could also be translated as 一开始. So for example, you could say, I initially thought he was lying, but later I realized he was being honest. That just means, 我本来以为他怎么怎么样, that kind of meaning. I thought he was lying. I initially thought. Kind of the 本来 or the 最初一开始, that kind of meaning. And then initial is just something that is like first. So 开始的 or 最初的. So you could say, my initial reaction was surprise. That means when I reacted to, whatever you're talking about, I was very surprised. Or you could say, what was your initial reaction? Another meaning for initial, if you say initials, for instance, that is a noun, which just means the first letters of your name. So for example, you could say, so my name is Sam Tersini, so I could say my initials are ST. And another meaning is the word initial being used as a verb. You could say, please initial here. That means write your initials here. It's kind of like a small version of a signature. You could say sign here or initial here. And sometimes people just sign, some people will write their initials, like ST or NL or whatever your name is. And next we have understandable and reasonable. Understandable and reasonable. So for understandable, it's probably translated in most cases as 可理解的, and for reasonable, it's 合理的. And these, in many cases, can be used the same way. So for instance, you could say, he made many mistakes on his first day, which is quite understandable. So of course, if it's your first day somewhere on a job or something like that, and you make lots of mistakes, it is very understandable, very, 可理解的. And in that same sentence, you could also say, which is pretty reasonable. He made many mistakes on his first day, which is pretty reasonable, or quite reasonable. Right? It's kind of, both of these words kind of mean that something is, sort of expected and forgivable and maybe not a big deal, but it sort of like has that meaning of it being somehow okay or forgivable, that kind of meaning. And yeah, so for reasonable, you can also use that for many different things. So you could say a reasonable person. You could also say an excuse is reasonable. He gave a reasonable excuse. You could say a price is reasonable. It means it's a fair price. That's what that means. Or you could say someone gave a reasonable response. It means that response was justified. It was a fair response. So this word is also very, very versatile. You can use it in many different ways. Anyway, that is all of our vocabulary. I'm going to read our challenge one more time and we'll wrap it up. A major obstacle to self-knowledge and in turn to a flourishing life is the tendency of one part of our minds to lie to the other. We lie for what might initially seem like a very understandable reason because we want to avoid pain.